Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Scope. It's the only show that can get that spot out of the carpet. I'm your announcer, Tony Partington. Coming up on this edition of The Scope...
It's our first show of a new cycle, so that means we're catching up and we're checking out all the hot news of the moment, and we'll catch you up on what's coming out in pop culture. Stick around.
And now, here are your hosts, Jarrett, Adam, and Shane.
Cheerio, mates. Episode 149 of your Scope Programming podcast. Jared and the Hizzy.
Yeah.
Adam.
Hi.
He's here. He's actually just doing his weekly periodical roundup that he, for whatever reason, decided to save it for the show.
You have your own periodical podcast? You're catching up doing research for that?
Yep.
Nice.
The scripts.
Is that what it's called?
The script show. It's about prescriptions and subscriptions.
And then that, how do you fit that in with the Scoop Show?
I have another podcast to announce later, next week, I think, that too.
But we're back. Did we have a 1 week hiatus, guys?
We did not. We were right on the ball here.
Well, we've got all sorts of things happening, and we want to bring that information to our listeners as soon as we possibly can.
But Shane, breaking news.
Breaking.
We're doing live video. Well, live to tape.
What does that mean exactly?
We're recording. We are now recording these shows on video, and we will be uploading them to our brand new YouTube channel. Yeah. So if you are listening to the audio podcast and you would rather watch the audio podcast,
and who would?
If you would rather hear and see Adam flip through the magazines of his or pages of his ESPN magazine, you can tune into
hold it up to the camera, Adam, so people can see.
YouTube.com/TheScopeShow, or you can go to TheScopeShow.com and you can click on the YouTube link in the sidebar. Shane, I put all new badges up on the website this week. I don't know if you noticed.
I didn't, but I'll go and
I updated things.
So what concerns me about this new video business we've got going on is for years people have had in their minds three very handsome men doing a podcast.
I already picked my nose once, guys. What's your status on
this? I don't know. I should have a counter, I guess.
So what does that mean? Are people going to be disgusted or pleasantly surprised by how we look on
it? I think we're probably about what they expect.
I'm looking at my image right now that I look possibly like some character out of Mortal Kombat.
I think
you know,
look
my face
like,
is
like a Johnny Cage or something.
Yeah, like just my face is half hidden. I could be like
a scorpion,
some sort of fighting character.
Oh, interesting.
I kind of think that you look like Dane Cook right now.
Dane Cook? No, that's not bad. That's not bad.
Sure. How many jokes will you be borrowing this show?
All of them.
Okay.
Actually, I don't tell jokes. Right. It's just more of a stream of consciousness, real life thing.
Hey, the listeners have noticed.
It's barely so of you as you're flipping through. Well, Jared, let's not belabor this whole video thing because it's just going to be a part of our regular day-to-day
nothing
life.
Nothing else has changed other than we're now capturing what we look like during the show.
Except
still not wearing pants.
Except
right?
People,
no
pants. No. We definitely should encourage people to watch on YouTube, if only to help support the Scope.
Indeed, that is since the demise of both our Amazon affiliate and our Audible accounts. Thank you, State of Minnesota, for your help on that one. we are attempting to, you know, you can monetize through YouTube. So if you're watching on YouTube, we encourage you not to have your ad blocker enabled for us, if you wouldn't mind. We get a few cents for every ad.
Actually cents.
Yes. It's
cents.
I think our tally on our soft launch of the channel, which is just has a couple of our instant reviews on it. We're up to 28 cents total so far.
And already people are disliking us left and
right. We
got
our first dislike. It's great.
Thanks, Adam, for that,
by the way. We're a proper YouTube channel now.
And I know we'll cover this in the back end of the show, but let's do it at the front end as well. What is our YouTube channel, and how can people get involved in that, Jared?
Wow. It's like you weren't listening to the show 2 minutes ago.
He just said it.
Oh, did he? Oh, I didn't hear that.
YouTube.com/TheScopeShow or go to TheScopeShow.com and click on the link in the sidebar.
And that link will open up worlds of content.
Yes, we'll probably
unseen by human
eyes. Install a couple toolbars, get some pop-up ads, just ignore all that. It's all for your benefit.
Do you have any things, Jared, for the Scope video, just secret ideas maybe that in the future that, you know, we'll have graphics or backgrounds or just not... just general things? Are we really going to kick this up, or is it just going to be mostly our faces?
Well, I mean, I've been thinking about that. Okay. I did do some calculations and some measurements for about possibly doing some green screens behind us. Not sure that it's really going to be feasible because these cameras do have a fairly wide angle.
Yeah, yeah.
So you need to kind of have a fill of pretty wide space, either that or it needs to be like right up on your back, and that's not ideal. So.
But we don't necessarily need that. But maybe
no,
every
we'll
once
see.
In a we could do something special. You never know,
Jared. We're working with the format. It's pioneering.
It really is.
It's a brand new world. When we have the three up show here, you know, we've got, if when you're looking at the video, we've got three cameras in the lower right-hand corner. There's an extra space, which we'll just have graphics that are pertinent to each segment. I'll edit all that in later. But I'm thinking of trying to think of some ideas of what to do with that extra corner there, whether it's a fourth camera that shows a wide shot or shows some special stuff, or maybe I just have like an overhead projector type set up and I could just slide things in periodically,
like
some inside jokes. I don't know.
Like you're a science teacher.
Working on some ideas. If you have ideas, by all means, comment on the video and let us know what
you
think.
A few years ago, Sony had a camera that they advertised or marketed as like a party camera that you could mount on the ceiling, and it would spin around throughout the party taking pictures.
I like it. Mm.
So...
And
you're welcome.
You think we would need a 360 Skycam for
yes,
the show?
Yes,
I like
interesting.
It.
Interesting.
Maybe like
I'll
the
look
NFL
into that.
One that like actually like you know is like on on cables.
I'm not sure.
Well, David Letterman used to do that. They called that the throw cam back
we'll
in the day.
Yeah, we'll get the what is it called? This overhead Skycam? I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever.
And Jared, if people
do we need to take three-dimensional measurements of our stadium
so
that we can overlay the first down marker?
Yeah, we have to do some full body scanning. That's what I think.
Well. That's pretty much what our audience
Let's
wants.
Let's just recreate our show in Madden like they do.
I like that.
Just have our own team, yeah.
And quickly, Jared, if people want to find us on YouTube, what do they have to do?
You deserve this.
Well, let's go right into something that Adam teased a little earlier. Let's talk a little football. Yes, indeed.
Already testing the limits of what we can get away with on YouTube. Let's see if this does a third-party content match.
You think so?
We'll find out.
Yeah,
taking a risk here.
It really is pioneering. So we've got football starting this week, guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I know that half of our audience loves it, half of our audience hates it, but everybody knows that we love it. Let's just do a quick roundup of our teams that we support. Adam is a Redskin fan.
Mm-hmm. I'm a Bengals fan.
You mean the Washington football
switching
franchise.
This here.
Their name's still in flux, Adam. Give us the latest latest breaking news on the Redskins.
Are you referring to Peter King's decision to not refer to them as the Redskins on his Monday Morning Quarterback website?
Yes, his new spinoff site.
Which its web design is way better than the Sports Illustrated proper. So good job on that, Peter King.
They didn't have legacy stuff.
It's a weird site still.
Yeah.
The design is weird to me.
Well, I mean, Grantland is a great site, but Grantland, I can never figure out like where actual content that I want to read is.
Yeah, that's sort of how I feel about this a little bit. But Adam,
yes.
Redskins, how do they do in the preseason? I don't pay any attention to them. Does it really matter?
It does not matter. RG3 did not play at all. He's been cleared, I guess, to play.
It's very unclear. He says, what was that, Mission Patience or whatever?
Yeah, Operation Patience. Successful.
Ready to go.
And Mike Shanahan was like, we'll see.
Now, that's hold on there.
Yeah. RG3, the only starting quarterback to not throw an interception in the preseason.
Right.
I read that as Shanahan saying, look, you might be good to go, but I'm going to control the message here. So you sit down and mind your P's and Q's.
And maybe hope that the Eagles spend 5 minutes preparing for a different quarterback.
Who won't be Kirk Cousins because he hurt himself as well.
That he's supposed to be okay, too.
Okay.
So, Adam, what are the great football minds predicting for Redskins'
performance
this year?
The Redskins went 4-0 in the preseason.
Wow.
Just dominated the preseason.
Which means nothing.
Well, yes, I will remind everyone, the last team to go 0-16, the 2004 Detroit Lions, went 4-0 in the preseason. Also.
I remember a year the Vikings went 4-0, too, and Dante Culpepper was talking about how he was a Jedi Knight. The Jedi Master and how the game has slowed down for him, and then they proceeded to have a terrible season.
I think that the Vikings went 4-0 in Randy Moss's rookie year, and that's where the year they were.
Fine.
One play away from
are you
the Super
saying
Bowl.
That we're just making up statistics?
I think
to,
we are.
Just to plead our case?
I think that you might be able to see trends in the preseason, but it is not necessarily a predictor for success or failure.
Yeah, they should almost, you know, football outsiders, they're kind of the Nate Silver of football stat tracking. They have all these,
Nate Silver, who will actually be doing football stat tracking.
Yeah.
Since he has now partnered with ESPN instead of New York Times.
Going to make some real bling.
He
will be the Nate Silver of Nate Silver stat.
Yes, indeed.
So anyway, they actually rank plays. They kind of do their ranking by play, and in the preseason they even say like if it was for a second team or third team and so on. So I don't remember where I was going with this. Anyway, the Redskins.
great story.
I know where I was going. First team versus first team. The Redskins. They outscored their opponents. You know, when those are the matchups in every game. So, well, you know, I don't know. You try to take something from it.
Yes, you do.
You can't do much.
Ever hopeful.
But it's hard. It's hard with your team. Your starting quarterback not taking a snap.
Starting quarterback didn't take a snap. Starting running back, who was the best running back in the league, except for one other person last year,
not to be named.
Right. I think he carried the ball six times the entire preseason.
By the way, the guy who won my work fantasy football league last year had both of those guys.
Oh, wow!
Killed us all.
That is upsetting.
Yeah. Well, and he knew something about Alfred Morris.
He's from the future.
He grabbed him on the waiver wire like week two or something, and stashed him, and then look out.
He knew because it was a Mike Shanahan offense, and you have a 1 in 3 chance of getting the.
Do you play two running backs per week?
Yes,
two or three, I guess, depending on your flex.
Our league does spot. Two, and then we have two receivers, and then we have tight end, and then a flex spot that's either wide receiver or tight end.
Okay, gotcha.
So anyway, most picks for the Redskins are first, second, or third in the NFC East, just because the NFC East is very mediocre.
Eagles, Giants, and Cowboys also filling out that roster.
So no one thinks the Eagles are going to do anything. Mm-hmm. A lot of this, I think, is because of Chip Kelly, their new head coach, who's from Oregon. So who knows? The Giants, Cowboys, and Redskins kind of all a toss-up. My pick, Redskins.
Of course. Jared.
16-0.
Yes.
Minnesota Vikings, for all that do not pay attention to preseason, went 1-3.
1-3.
Winning the one game that was the fourth game of the preseason, which a lot of people say is meaningless except to figure out who will stay on the team.
They're all really meaningless, but that fourth one is very meaningless because your starters really don't even play.
So what's your takeaway on the preseason, and eventually what are the Vikings going to do this season?
The preseason hasn't instilled a whole lot of faith in me. We watched most if not all of the preseason games, and they were pretty boring. A lot of mediocre performance from our offense, which is supposed to finally be clicking, supposedly.
Offensive line was pretty confused. The first team offensive line didn't do a great job. Very little rhythm established with quarterback. A lot of stupid mistakes.
Couple of flashes here and there, but you know, it's hard to quantify that stuff because you don't know. You know, you get first teamers playing against second team defenses a lot of times, and then who knows?
How much difference does it make that Adrian Peterson? I'll throw this out to both of you. Did not take a snap. He was out for three plays the entire preseason. You know, that's what the play-by-play guys, that's what the color guys like to talk about. They say, oh, it's a completely different story when AP is out there. Is it really a completely different story?
Yes.
That's the question I want to ask.
I think it's
you.
A big deal.
Go ahead.
Absolutely think it's a big deal. Because the defenses are going to play and they're going to defend differently when he has a chance of carrying the ball. I mean, you can't discount him. He was 7 yards away from breaking the NFL rushing record last year.
He was.
Or well, he was 11. Whatever. He's dangerous, and you have to account for him, and they didn't have to do that in the preseason. So is it going to be a night and day? No, but it's definitely something that is going to change.
I didn't check these stats, Jared, but I know Christian Ponder had a very meager amount of passes completed over 15 yards. Is he going to complete 7 passes over 15 yards this season? Because I think he was in that ballpark.
One every other game is what you're aiming for.
I don't know. I mean, he hasn't demonstrated the accuracy downfield yet. Granted, the Vikings play West Coast offense, too, so it's a lot built around those short passes, so that's what he's expected to do. So when he's not going downfield, it isn't necessarily because he can't, but when the call comes in, you know, I'm not seeing that he can do it with any sort of accuracy. There was a couple times in the preseason where he was way off target on those downfield passes.
Yes, he was. So.
Whether that's a receiver not running the route correctly or if that's our quarterback just not hitting him in stride, I guess we'll find out.
Barring injury, Adam,
yeah,
will Christian Ponder start every game this season?
Well, because of Castle. Sure.
So he's in.
I mean, it's not like they have a guy on the bench that they're like, all right, let's give the rookie a shot.
Sure.
Right? They still have Joe Webb and Matt Castle as the other backup.
Yeah.
I think we all know.
Well, Webb's a receiver. He's not a quarterback anymore.
Oh. After the playoff game, they were like, this is done.
Yeah, they converted him. You don't pay attention to the local?
He doesn't pay attention to the local scene.
Yes. Joe Webb was converted to receiver and wasn't sure that he was going to make the roster, starting day roster. So far, he has made it to the 53, but you know, that could all change.
The emergency starting. Fourth that quarterback. Could all,
well, and there's a couple of suspensions that are going to have to come back on the roster after a couple of weeks. And two weeks and 3 weeks. So
that could change the play.
You could see. But I think, did they keep five or six receivers? I don't remember.
I don't remember either. So Christian Ponder starts every game according to Adam, but Jared, will Christian Ponder be the starting quarterback in the 2014 season?
In the 2014?
So, you know, they say this is his year of reckoning.
Right, right.
Is he going to show enough to be the man, or is he going to fumble the ball, so to speak?
Like, you literal punned there? What was that?
I literally it. So my question is, Jared, we've talked about this.
Yes.
They say this is the year of reckoning for a number
Absolutely.
Of quarterbacks.
Yeah, yeah.
Is Ponder going to rise to the occasion?
My gut tells me no. My gut tells me we're going to get more of the inconsistent play that we've seen over the last 2.5 years that he's played.
First-round draft pick.
Number 12 overall.
Yeesh.
So
Adam, could have had Kaepernick, could have had Andy Dalton, could have had any number of quarterbacks that have had more consistent careers.
Adam's so picking the Redskins to win their division. What say you about ours, Jared?
I sort of agree with what I read on ESPN, which is Vikings ending up in last place, but at 8-8.
Yeah, I feel like 8-8
yeah.
is about where I would put them. I don't know if that means last place in our division, but I feel that about a 500 record is what they're going to be capable of this year.
And that's about what we thought they were going to do last year, yep. too. So maybe they'll surprise us. We didn't think that they were going to end up, you know, second in the division. Yeah, I think so.
Second division, 10-6.
Yeah. I mean,
the Lions
were expected to do a lot last year, and they just fell apart. I mean, who knows? They could do it again this year.
Lions still have to prove that they can actually do what they need to do. Their historical performance, obviously, is one of underachieving and being terrible.
Yeah. And Matthew Stafford is, I mean, he can be inconsistent too, but
guys,
when he's on, he's on. And he's got Calvin Johnson, who is one of the best, if not the best, receiver in the league.
And as Adam said, he's hot as hell.
I said he's a male model.
He's hot as hell.
He's in
he looks dopey.
This magazine. And he does look dopey.
For the record, all of you Scope fans, every Scope show now, we are going to do a football segment that is picking the hottest position players in football.
Hmm. I can't wait to get to those 300-pound defensive nose tackles.
Yeah. All shirtless.
They're sexy.
If it makes
I'm
you
a big
guys,
fan of the kicker position.
If it makes you guys feel any better,
they tend to be long and lean.
ESPN magazine does have the Redskins doing better than the Vikings. They somehow, for whatever reason, have the Vikings beating the Redskins on November 7th.
That's right. We have a Scoper Bowl 6 coming up this season, and we're going to try to see that in person.
Maybe, yes.
We'll see. In the stadium.
Maybe. Adam is already backtracking. He's so excited. He's already backtracking.
Well, I'm not going to go pay however much to see a loss.
It's already been foretold in the ESPN magazine.
Right. Right. Quick football footnote.
Yes.
If you were...
Football hand note.
As you know, our former punter, Chris Cluey, signed with the Oakland Raiders in the offseason.
Yes,
you didn't know it. Now you know. And for some odd reason, the Oakland Raiders still haven't made a decision on which punter they're going to go with. So they've kept two of them. Both of them are on the 53-man roster as of right now. So
hoping to trade one of them for a 7th-round draft pick.
So you cut Chris Cluey, the Vikings pick him up and get rid of this young hack they got on there right now.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Mm.
It sounds like the decision is going to come down to holding for kicks. And
yeah,
Cluey might have the edge on that one because he's got the experience.
Sebastian
Janikowski apparently likes his holds more.
Well, I mean, who doesn't love a good hold?
Hold the ball.
The Browns, on the other hand, have no place kicker on their current 53-man roster.
Yeah. Yikes.
It's true.
They're planning for later.
Kickalicious might be out there. Maybe they're holding on for Kickalicious.
Who's Kickalicious?
You're not following the story of Kickalicious?
No.
He's like this Norwegian dude who had this kind of viral YouTube video where he does all these trick kicks.
Yeah.
The Lions gave him a shot. They signed him in the offseason, and he went through training camp. Everyone seemed to like him. He did a really good job, but David Akers proved to be healthy, so he's going to be the Lions kicker. And Kickalicious, I don't even know his name. I just know
it
was
like Kickalicious.
But he had a workout with the Packers, I think, over the weekend here. But, I mean, they're having issues with their kicker, Mason Crosby. So
Packers have a few issues too, Jared.
Packers do have a few issues. Dealing with some injuries on the receiving core. Don't seem to have any sort of solid depth behind Aaron Rodgers, so hopefully we can knock him out.
Uh-oh, our TV went away, Jared.
What's that?
Our TV went away.
No video signal.
Right. It's just the TV. Don't worry.
All right.
I think the monitor just went to sleep.
Yeah, I think it did. So, finally, for all of our foreign listeners, Jared.
Yes.
When did the Vikings play in London, England?
It's week 4. I don't know the actual date. September 29th, maybe?
September 29th. That checks out.
Against whom, Adam?
Pittsburgh, the Steelers.
And the Vikings are...
It's a home game for the Vikings.
To win that game big, aren't they?
20-3.
Loss.
They're picked to win.
They're picked to win that game?
That's what blue means.
I don't believe that.
Colorblind.
How do we know?
That all checks out. that's really shitty. They lose a home game because of that.
Yeah, it is.
What? Doesn't seem fair.
I would rather they did that when they had to play at
right,
the
next year.
TCF.
Yeah.
But whatever. We'll see. So yeah, Vikings only have 7 actual in Minnesota home games this year.
You guys are flying to London to go see that, I assume?
Hey, I put the call out. If anyone wanted to pay my travel, I would go to the London game.
That's very nice of you.
ESPN only
nobody,
giving the Vikings
nobody,
7
wins. Decided to pick up that tab. So.
No, they didn't bite in. Okay. So, guys.
Yep.
NFL wrap-up or preview is over. Mm. Let's talk about what's coming up on the rest of the show.
You tell them.
We've got news.
We do.
That's what we have. We've got coming soon. And I'm telling you guys, after months of average new music releases, average video game releases, and decent movies, we finally got some big hits. So you're going to make sure you stick around and listen to the great coming soon segment we have. And you
got some shawarma while you're at it.
Get shawarma. And guess what? We're on video. I'm looking at myself right now.
You can adjust the audience by looking right in your camera.
I'm tapping my head. I'm looking at you. I'm coming for you, brother. Right, Adam?
It's intimidating.
It's very intimidating. So let's take a quick break, and we'll be back with more Scope right after these words.
Vitam Interactive presents Rhythms from the Crypt, the best of sudden death. Can you hear me now? What the hell did he say? Can you hear me now? Damn, it sucks to get old.
Huh?
Damn back, I'm playing Pac-Man. I'll play some more Pac-Man. My featuring 42 tracks on 2 CDs or one really big digital download, remixed, remastered, and in some cases completely re-recorded to sound as good as possible.
Places, cameras, whatever, all
through. You're down with PMS?
Yeah, you know us.
You're down with PMS?
Yeah, you
know us. Pop-pop goes the pimple, the pimple. Pop-pop goes
my Atari! Turn off all the lights and bask in the glory of a 2-bit.
Rhythms from the Crypt, the best of sudden death, is available now on iTunes, Amazon, Bandcamp, The Fump, Devospice.com, or wherever funny music is sold.
I'm bored.
Under the Scope.
Woo! We are back.
Mm-hmm.
Under the Scope, coming at you, supercharged with news. Are we okay with that legally, Jared?
Yeah, that's all open source.
Free. Open source, Adam.
Does it look free like, to use, royalty free.
Does
not
it look
open
like
source.
I'm reading into my teleprompter? My can you tell my eyes are off center a little bit?
You look a little creepy, and your face is very white.
I can't wait for episode. Yeah, you're probably reflecting a bunch of light back or something. Anyway,
there we go. Look, Adam looks nervous. He's not comfortable on camera.
By episode two, we'll be done with all of this. Like, hey, let's play with the camera stuff.
You're probably right. All right. News.
There's news.
This is a video game.
Breaking!
This is a video game heavy news segment.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so it's big. It's that time of year, Adam.
It's that time of the decade.
You're getting an Xbox One. You're getting a PS4.
I might not do either. I really don't know.
You're getting a Nintendo DS.
I'm getting a Nintendo 2DS.
What?
Nintendo.
See how we did that?
Subtracted one. From their current handheld console.
And now it's a pancake.
Right. So they announced the 2DS. They had a few announcements this week.
Please.
They announced the 2DS, which is the same, plays the same games as the 3DS.
Yeah. All your favorite 3D action.
It has two screens. It's the same console. It just does not do 3D anymore.
And it doesn't fold.
And it does not fold. So it looks kind of large. Like, I think people put their 3DSs or their DSs back in the day. Like, you can kind of put it in your back pocket.
Of course.
It kind of looks like an old Nintendo cartridge almost.
Yes.
That's what I looked at it, I'm like, that's interesting. My question for you is, when is Nintendo getting back in the playing card business?
I think soon, because they are running out of
3D playing cards, by the way.
Ooh, it's a gimmick chain.
So it's cheap. It's only $129.
How much does a regular 3DS go for?
$199.
Okay.
Sorry, the 3DS XL is $199.
Yeah, that's what my beautiful daughter has.
The normal 3DS is $169.
What makes it XL?
It's a bigger screen, Jared.
Same resolution, bigger screen, and it's slightly larger, the console or the handheld itself, but it's mostly the screen that was increased in size. So it's cheap, $130. There are a lot of good 3D, 2D, I don't know what you call the games for them now. 2DS/3DS.
Are they going to make special games or the same games?
Same games.
Well, there are some games that really rely on the 3D.
Like Mario Land 3D.
Yeah, it's got it in the name, Jared.
In fact, just like the Super Nintendo console, they just applied the word 3D to a bunch of games. Just like when, you know, Super, you know, the Super Metroid and stuff.
I think maybe they could have just worked on getting that 3DS to be cheaper.
Yeah, maybe. I think a lot of people don't like the 3D, even though it is kind of a good implementation
of
3D.
So it might be holding back sales because they don't want
3D. Maybe.
3D is a bit gimmicky, they might say.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, the 3DS right now has a little slider on it that you can increase and decrease the amount of 3D, and you can go all the way down to no 3D.
Yeah, so it's flat, Jared.
So you can play.
That's what happens
when
you get rid of all the Ds.
Right. Well, you get rid of one of the Ds.
One of the Ds.
Is Super Mario 3D playable, though, in 2D?
Yes. I've heard it's not very playable.
Right, because there's a lot of platforming like Super Mario World. Mm-hmm. And I guess the platforming help or the 3D helps, like knowing where your jumps are going.
It gives you perspective.
There you go.
Depth perception.
Nintendo also announced some price cuts to the Wii U because no one's buying them.
$100. It's $100 now, right?
No, it's $199.
Ooh. Down from what? $249?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the problem is
that's a good psychological barrier there.
The problem
is that
is,
the basic one or is that the deluxe?
Well, they're getting rid of they're getting rid of their basic. So the current basic is, which was $199, is still $199.
Yeah.
And the deluxe, which was $249, is now $199. Now I
get it.
That's
not true.
Yeah.
It can't be.
Yes,
it is. It's $249.
No, it's down to $199.
Gotcha.
And what I'm saying is,
I gotcha.
Oh, you're saying they're both down to $249 now? Maybe that's what it
is. I don't know what
anyways, the basic and the deluxe are the same price now. So I don't know why they think that they're going to sell any of the basics. The basic has a smaller hard drive in it.
It's white, though.
It's white. Instead of black, which is cooler. And the deluxe one comes with two games.
Hmm. Which are?
Wind Waker. And,
that's a Zelda.
Yep. And another downloadable, which I can't think of. It doesn't even come out till
actually comes out with October, Donkey Kong September? For ColecoVision, which is really strange packing.
It's a cartridge.
I mean, everyone knows that they're doing this because the Xbox One and the PS4 are coming out soon. But I can't imagine that this is going to help substantially.
No.
I think a lot of people are going to start. If the PS4 does well, I think a lot of people will wind up buying Vitas, which also saw a price drop in the last couple of weeks down to $200.
Is this the beginning of the end of Nintendo?
I don't know. People have been saying that.
Or
for...
is it the middle of the end?
Right.
Because the beginning has already happened, probably.
Yeah. Nintendo needs games. But it's the same thing.
They need more Pokemans.
They've been dealing with this for years, Jared. They've never been a mainstream since... Since when? Probably the Super
GameCube?
Since Super Nintendo, they have not been a mainstream video game.
You don't think about N64?
Maybe
N64 was pretty popular. Yeah.
But I mean, that was kind of the beginning of the sea change.
Right.
That was
PlayStation 1 really
PlayStation
took
where it changed the changed the dynamic.
Yeah.
So I don't know, man. I mean, I have a Wii U. You all know that I have one.
Yep.
It gets very little play.
Of course.
I don't, you know, any
You buy that Disney Infinity?
I have not. I've actually got a set. Don't tell my daughter. I have a set of the action figures.
Doesn't she listen to the show?
I'll have to like keep her away from YouTube, Jared. See? I'm going to keep her away from YouTube.
You're
going
to turn on the parental controls.
Good luck with that.
Yep.
No, we have one set, but we do not have the main system set because I don't know what system to get it for. I really would like to get it for a next generation system, but it hasn't been announced yet. So
not the Wii U. Don't get it for the Wii U.
Why not?
Because it's the Wii U.
I know, but
You'd
if
have
I were
to turn it on.
If I were to get one right now, given what I know, that would probably be it.
Macintosh.
Okay, done. Macintosh, Jared.
Macintosh, sorry.
Power Macintosh.
I have a Power Macintosh.
603E.
Is it happy to see me?
No. A G3.
I have a G5.
G5.
But I don't use it
anymore. All right, enough of that video game stuff.
Video games.
Except that there's way more video game news.
I'll talk about some more in a minute. We're going to break it up with... The Oxford Dictionary made a lot of people angry this week.
Really?
Because they
defining
started...
Defining words?
Right, because... to old people, language should never change. Should be the same. Yeah. Should always be the same. And stop speaking that Mexican, is what I think they say.
No, that's just Adam. That's just Jared. Damn it.
I like it when you rip on Adam better.
Anyway, they added a new verb to the dictionary, the online dictionary anyway, twerk.
Which is what? What does that mean exactly for us old fogies out there?
The Oxford Dictionary Online defines twerk as dance to popular music in a sexually provocative manner involving thrusting hip movements and a low squatting stance. Here, we have cameras. Do you want to get up and
demonstrate
and
twerk?
I'm not going to. Why don't you do it?
What we need is a twerk cam. We just have it set up, and anyone who feels a need, needs to twerk, they
shake
right up to the twerk cam. I thought it meant tough work, but I guess I'm dumb.
Like, really? That's some good.
You've been sending
out some really good twerking. You did a good job.
I know. Thanks.
Sending out emails.
It was really hard, but I put in the effort and I got through.
Thank you, Jared, for building that retaining wall. You really twerked it.
Yeah.
The dictionary helpfully lists, quote, just wait till they catch their daughters twerking to this song, as an example, and twerk it, girl. Work it, girl, as examples.
But, apparently, those are all written by RuPaul.
Look, if the language people can accept figurative as a actual meaning for the word literal. Have you seen that?
Yes.
No.
That was
Google did that.
Was it Google? Somebody, some dictionary, online dictionary, accepted for a definition of literally to also mean figuratively.
Yeah, it was Google.
So
if you type literal or literally into Google now, you know, at the top how they always define it, the first definition is the real definition, and then the second definition is... not
the literally. Wrong one.
Yeah. So if enough people say something incorrectly, it automatically becomes...
I mean, it's
kind of like going into Iraq for weapons
Google,
of destruction.
Google was also, I think, kind of being jokey about it. But, you know, language evolves.
Yeah, it does. And some things I am okay with and other things I'm not.
Exactly.
Jared's not
Here's
okay
what I'm upset
okay,
with.
Here we
because
go.
Because twerk is not the only word that made it. They also added derp.
Hmm.
Grats, which is fine. Selfie. Mm-hmm. IE, by the way, is a spelling for selfie, not Y, in case you were wondering.
What
and
about zert?
Yes, no zert. zert made it, though.
What about kickalicious?
but also, I've never heard this one. Vom. I mean, it means vomit, I assume.
I've never heard of that.
No.
Have you guys ever heard of it?
No, you probably need to be under 16 to know.
All the cool kids use it. We are not that.
Guys, let's drink schnapps and vom.
Wait, drink schnapps and vom at the
peppermint
same time?
Peppermint schnapps.
Or drink schnapps and then vom.
I don't know. You drink schnapps first and then you vom.
What's your favorite flavor of that?
Schnapps?
Jared? Schnapps.
I'm going to tell you what it should be.
Go ahead.
Ice hole pepper butterscotch schnapps.
I don't drink schnapps.
You should
Guys,
start.
I'm a whiskey guy.
Start. Hey, you know what? Combine whiskey and butterscotch schnapps.
Do it, Jared.
Maybe. You know what? That might be okay.
There's a thing called a breakfast shot, which
is... too bad the Germans aren't known for their whiskey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's butterscotch schnapps and whiskey. A specific kind of whiskey that I'm not remembering.
And a hard-boiled
whatever. And...
and they do deep fry.
orange juice.
Yeah.
And...
you lost me with orange juice, but go ahead.
And a piece of bacon. It tastes like breakfast. Tastes kind of like pancakes.
Hmm.
It's good.
Hmm.
Okay. Back to video games.
You insist.
Back to video games. Police say an 8-year-old shot and killed his elderly caregiver after playing a video game.
Police are saying this. Is this alleged?
An 8-year-old Louisiana. How do you say it?
Louisiana. You've been there.
Boy intentionally shot and killed his elderly caregiver after playing a violent video game, authorities say.
And that game was Castle Wolfenstein.
the text one? Side-scrolling one, I mean?
Yeah. Karateka.
Marie Smothers was pronounced dead at the scene with a gunshot wound to the head in a mobile home park in Slaughter, Louisiana. That's a worse name.
I mean, this story has got everything going for it.
By all accounts and relatives of the victim, as well as family and friends, the victim and the juvenile had a normal, loving relationship and even shared the same bedroom. That's weird.
Whoa.
Sheriff's Department said. The gun belonged to Smothers, the victim. CNN affiliate WAFB reported that a man identifying himself as the boy's father also said the gun belonged to Smothers. All right, anyway. Motives unclear. The sheriff's department implied the child's activities in a violent virtual world may have led to the killing. He was playing Grand Theft Auto 4.
Ooh.
Rated mature, guys. Yeah. This is for adults.
Yes.
So, yeah. Way to parent.
There's a kid playing GTA 4. And there's just a loaded gun hanging out in the house.
So, naturally, it's the game's fault.
Yeah, the headline reads specifically...
Game's fault.
8-year-old shoots, kills elderly caregiver after playing violent video game. I mean, he was also, like, eating. He was watching TV.
Sleeping in the same room.
Right. They were breathing air.
Mm.
Look.
It's really hard to riff on this.
I know.
Look.
Told you they're video game
Number
stars.
One.
Go ahead.
It's not impossible for a video game to have an effect on a child's behavior. But that's why they're not. You don't have them play Grand Theft Auto
right.
at age 8. Because they haven't quite probably formed their logic centers yet.
Right.
Completely.
And there's more going on.
And just have an unloaded gun.
Yeah.
If you're really going to.
Yeah. If you
just
need
have
to,
a gun sitting around,
unload
it.
Yeah. If you need to have a gun sitting around.
Imagine if.
Don't leave one in the chamber.
Right.
Fill it with cotton candy bullets. You know, something that's, you know, going to.
People don't know that's what killed Jason Lee. Shit.
Well, you might call that a flavor explosion.
Yeah, flavor explosion.
All right.
We call it the Starburst shell.
Delicious.
See, the kid wouldn't know how to reload it anyway because he'd be like, hit X to reload.
Yeah.
He wouldn't do anything.
See? If anything, video games are teaching our children to be less violent because they don't know how to properly operate a gun.
Exactly.
All right.
So if you leave them unloaded, they'll never know what to do. Yeah. They'll pick them up, they'll pull the trigger, and then they'll, you know, duck off screen or hit a button, and it won't reload, and they'll be confused.
So very simple. Let's switch to a non-video game story because that was kind of a downer, right? We want
Well, you're known for your great pacing of how you.
How about this?
Uh-oh.
There's a mega church in Texas. Tejas.
Everything's big in Texas.
Well, including measles outbreaks.
Mm-hmm.
So this church was telling their parishioners to not get immunizations because it's up to God, basically. Well, a Texas megachurch has shifted its stance on immunizations following a measles outbreak among its faithful.
They've changed.
At least 20 members of the Eagle Mountain International Church in North Texas have been diagnosed with measles after a few members of the congregation traveled abroad on a mission trip and contracted the disease. The church is part of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. That's the TV guys. Which has advocated abstaining from vaccinations and immunizations for fear they cause autism.
Pastor Jenny McCarthy said what?
Exactly.
Do you ever think God is just up in heaven going, you fuckers, I gave you vaccines right. for a reason?
He'd probably say effers. He probably wouldn't actually use the full effort.
I think God would do whatever he wants.
Hmm. He's good at for self-censoring.
Yeah. If it's up to God, and God is like, yeah, it's up to me. I gave you vaccines, dumbasses.
This definitely is not a downer of a story, I tell you that much.
Yeah. During the initial outbreak.
Let's go back to the child killing
the
thing.
The church released
more child
a statement
killing.
To its faithful saying, regarding dealing with any medical condition involving yourself or someone in your family is to first seek the wisdom of God, his word, and appropriate medical attention from a professional that you know and trust.
Interesting.
Sorry about telling you guys to not get vaccines all these years.
At Adam's Mega Church, Jared?
Yeah.
Chlamydia outbreaks aplenty.
Adam, you can't do that.
Do you guys hear about that story? Did we read it last time where the guy cured the lady's vagina virus with his penis? Do we talk about that?
I mean, that's a line I use over and over anyway. I mean, that's my gig right there.
What's
right.
FBI stand, like female body inspector?
Yeah.
Yeah, my job.
Got my t-shirt.
All right. Here's a kind of a cool PlayStation 4 thing that I found
out. So you see
out.
What he's doing, Jared?
Yep. Back to video games.
He's doing a back and forth.
Yep. A little ping pong thing.
You know, it's interesting. You could, I'm just going to address, address your pacing because you could have done a segment, a news story.
Adam's video game news?
No, you could have just done a proper transition from one story into another.
I don't like doing those.
Go ahead.
And you know who else doesn't like them?
37 minutes.
The listeners.
Are we at 37 minutes
we
already?
Are.
Jeez Louise. There goes our 20-minute show.
If you buy a PS4 game on your phone, you know, if you like to buy it through their store,
yeah,
your PS4 will turn on, download it, and then turn back off. It's pretty cool.
I guess.
And people are mad at the Kinect watching everything.
Always on.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys hear Sweden is out of trash? They need more trash.
I heard something about this. Do explain more.
Sweden,
send over the Cardassians.
Oh my goodness! Come on.
No
rim shot.
I don't. That doesn't deserve anything. That's
like we're TMZ now.
No, that's a 2011
hey,
joke.
Can we have a segment in the middle of the show where we stand up in between our cubes and we talk about what we're going to talk about on the show?
Oh, we just go like over there.
Can I be the surfer guy?
Sure.
Sweden's successful waste-to-energy program converts household waste into energy for heating and electricity. But their problem, they simply aren't generating enough trash to power the incinerators, so they've begun importing the waste from their European neighbors. But the best part is their neighbors have to pay them to take their trash so they don't go to landfills or anything. So Sweden is bringing stuff in, getting paid for it, and then converting it to energy.
Look, Jared's in love. Look at
Genius.
Him on the TV.
That's great.
Look at him. Look at
I'm
him.
A quarter Swedish, so I feel very. I'm waiting for my cut.
Excellent.
Of the revenue, but you know,
that's great. I like looking at you in the camera, Jared, because you're sort of like looking up a little bit when you look up. It's like those old school photos in 1982. I'm like,
we need green screens behind us.
We talked about this earlier.
Yeah.
Technical limitations.
Yeah,
Adam, come on.
When it comes,
and
to
if
recycling,
you want
to
see the show, Jared,
we'll
where do you
out.
Go? Where do you go to see the show?
What?
Exactly.
MySpace.com.
When it comes to recycling, Sweden is incredibly successful.
Yeah.
Just 4% of household waste in Sweden goes into landfills. The rest winds up either being recycled or used as fuel in waste-to-energy power plants.
Did you hear that their prison inmates get turned into IKEA furniture,
yes,
too?
Yes, that's true.
That's true, Jared.
Compressed flat pack.
So it's kind of interesting.
Cheaper to ship.
So they, you know, they actually burn most of their trash, which is something that we did here, but we, you know, stopped.
It's great
doing
for the environment,
right? So they have basically cleaners in there, not people, but like machines that clean the air as it's being released, and they're very expensive. But that was kind of an initial investment that they made, like 20 and 30 years ago.
Wait a second, they thought
ahead.
We'll do a lot of money down, yeah. and then we'll change the world.
Hmm. Well, no, they didn't change the world. They changed Sweden.
Sweden.
Yeah. Everyone else is still fucking it up.
What does the Swedish flag look like?
It's red and blue.
No, it's
that's
not.
Norway.
That's
no.
It's not red and blue.
It's a blue field with a yellow cross.
Yes.
I'm not from the state, guys.
Neither is Sweden.
Everyone from the state's from Sweden. They always talk about it. Sweden or Finland. Finland's red and white. I know that one.
Yeah.
Sisu. Mm-hmm.
It's like Olympic prep time.
Yeah, these are all countries that are will probably factor heavily into Winter Olympics.
Certainly,
but I thought the Scandinavian mostly do like good at the one where you ski for 5 miles and you shoot a person.
Biathlon.
There you shoot a person, right.
Hey, Jared, are you ready for a video game story?
Can't wait.
Okay, go ahead, Adam.
Grand Theft Auto V has had its soundtrack released.
Yes.
And to answer your question from
Why are you on the phone right now?
I'm getting the list of songs.
Okay.
Very important.
Some of the stations include West Coast Classics, which has some... Oh, so there's 240 licensed songs. That's 20 movies worth
of Jared,
is
that more or less
score.
Than 250?
Let me carry the two.
Crunch some numbers.
Ghetto Boys.
I'm going to say
Dog Pound featuring Mac 10. There's the classic rock station with The Cult, Foreigner, well, Julian like Lennon.
Julian Lennon?
The Doobie Brothers.
Much Too Late for Goodbyes.
Queen.
That's some.
I feel like Radio Gaga has been on a lot of.
Is Radio Gaga on there again?
Yeah, it was on 4. Right?
That's an 80s song, by the way.
I know. I'm just saying. Well,
no, it's not going to be on 4 and then going to be on 5. There's no way they'll do that.
It's listed right here.
I don't believe it.
All right.
I don't believe it's in 4. Is what I'm saying.
Oh, okay. It's on one of them. Maybe it's in.
It's probably in
Saints Row.
Probably right. In Saints Row, your new love affair game.
Sorry for ruining it for you. I'm not really sorry.
You're gonna
Soul
let me.
Wax
sorry, not.
Could I borrow your copy of Saints Row?
It's on the computer.
Oh.
There's a pop station.
Hate
with Britney
this
Spears
guy.
And Rihanna.
I bought BioShock
Pet Shop
Infinite
Boys.
For $16.
Good.
PC though.
So anyway, I know. 240 songs.
So here's something they're doing. I don't know if you're going to cover this in your story, Adam. I mean, you sort of hinted about it, but if Grand Theft Auto's never really had a musical score,
right?
So they will have music playing as you get out of your car. Throughout the game, which I think they do a little bit in Red Dead Redemption.
Yep.
That's something that they, you know, that Rockstar is known for taking successful features of other properties they have and then bringing it into Grand Theft Auto.
You mean what Waves is doing? The guys from Waves? They're scoring parts of the song? The game?
Sure, why not?
Okay. Yes. There are actual scores going on. And since there's three different characters and each character kind of has a archetype, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
When you switch between them throughout the game.
Which is a whole new mechanic, Jared.
Yeah. It's never been done before.
Never, ever in the history of
games. It was done in The Lost Vikings. So this is basically just The Lost Vikings.
That's what I was thinking. I like the short, fat one. That was my favorite Lost
Was he
Viking.
The one that carried stuff?
Yes.
He had like a shield that he put up?
Yep.
Yeah.
And then he also sacked RG3 a lot as well.
Oh, okay.
They could see in the future.
Yeah.
Grinds to a halt. I can almost hear the brakes squealing on that one.
All right, last story. This is
not going to say anything.
This one's important because it's financially related.
It's not video game related.
The Xbox 360 update that just came out this week gets rid of Microsoft points.
Yes,
did
finally.
You guys get cash out of this deal?
Well, I had a bunch there. I haven't looked at it yet.
Yeah, it's cash now.
It's cold, a cash-only transaction.
You can't get...
good.
You can't get it out, but it's in there for you to use as cash.
Okay.
And I'll point out real quickly that currently there's a deal at the Microsoft Store, maybe at the one at the Mall of America, but definitely online where you can pre-order Grand Theft Auto V, and they're giving you $20 in Microsoft. What used to be points, now it's just they're just giving you $20 in your Microsoft account.
Is that what you're doing?
Maybe.
Are you going to pre-order?
Maybe.
I'm going to this week.
Are you? Okay.
Not,
I'm going to follow you.
Not
can I go to the store with you? We used to do that all the time.
I might do it at Best Buy.
Yeah, we used to do that all the time, remember? Every Tuesday.
Adam and I used to go out and buy DVDs and video games every Tuesday.
We went out to watch you buy DVDs and video games.
You loved it, though.
I did. I had a good. It
was Adam helped me buy TV one time. I mean, it was good stuff.
Nice.
You kept buying the Simpsons DVDs, and I would keep asking, did you guys open the last one?
Nope.
I sort of stopped now.
Keep it
fresh.
Good.
All right. Are we done with news?
Yeah, that's all.
Jared, we are done with news.
Oh, boy.
The show's still not over.
I know. It was a long one.
Let's go to coming soon. All right, coming.
Very Adam heavy show.
It's always it.
He loves it.
Yeah,
he loves it.
I tune out the rest of these. next
with his big white forehead.
Coming soon for episode 140.
Should we wear ties, Jared? Should we dress up a little bit?
I was thinking that maybe we should each have several changes of clothes so that these episodes.
Oh,
that
I was thinking we should actually do that. Yeah. We should all bring different T-shirts.
I just realized. Yeah. It's going to happen.
So now we have three episodes in a row. Well, it's the same, but whatever. Who cares?
Next time
we'll figure it out. This is an evolving process.
These are our uniforms. All right, we've got some new stuff coming.
Brand
out.
New. It's like episode one all over again.
Music, September 3rd.
Should I play those fake starts that we had?
Yes.
Ashanti.
Go ahead.
Ashanti.
Yeah.
Ashanti.
Ashanti. Mm-hmm.
Excited.
That's Enchanté. Glass Vegas year. Later.
Glass Vegas. I have a song from them on Rock Band. They're good.
Mm. What kind of music is that?
Alternative.
Okay. Jackson and his computer band?
I just put that in there because that was my favorite name band of the week.
It's a good one. Do you think that there's a band or if it's just Jackson and his computer?
It's probably just Jackson and his computer.
You think it's...
It's Randy Jackson and his computer. You didn't know that.
I thought it was Peter Jackson and his computer.
It's nothing but guys named Jackson. It's Joshua Jackson.
Michael Jackson?
Not him.
Oh.
Jackson Brown?
Prince Jackson, though. His son. And Blanket.
Nico Case has a new album coming out.
Mm-hmm. Hot stuff, Jared? Nico Case?
Sure.
Nico Case, very talented.
Yeah, she's all right. I saw her live.
No, she's very talented. Next.
Movies.
Whoa, Jared. He just treaded all over you. You don't even know it.
Just instead of actual video, that should be your freeze frame the entire.
Just like that. Lock it in.
Movies.
You
September 6th.
Can we do green screens, by the way? I like the green screen behind
that's
that.
That's our throat, survey.
September 6th. This is a big
those
one.
Little zingers,
and I feel like this isn't being an overlooked end of the summer movie.
Go ahead.
Summer's over, dude.
Riddick.
It's done.
It's done.
What month?
The Getaway
was
come out
in September?
It was the capper.
September 6th.
Terrible.
It's Riddick. Not, Jared. September what? Is not summer movies.
No, it's fall. I mean,
meteorologically. Then how is May summer?
Look, Hollywood has its own rules.
Now we're saying summer is 4 months long.
Yes.
Well,
May
that.
Through August.
Jared is such a Hollywood apologist. Look, Hollywood's got its own rules.
I get kickbacks. We won't.
Riddick.
Yeah, they're taking your money away.
Riddick comes out.
Amazon.
Did you guys ever see Pitch Black?
Yes.
That's a good movie.
It's very good. Chronicles of Riddick, not so much.
No,
Pitch Black, overrated. Next.
I didn't realize Riddick was coming out so fast.
Yeah.
I thought it was like, in production. It was
should have
come
out
like
2 weeks after Fast and Furious 6 to really capture that.
Which you never saw.
I did.
Did you see who joined?
Did you pay for it?
Yeah.
We'll talk about it next episode.
Yeah. Okay.
Next episode.
Calm down, Adam.
Real quick, though, did you hear who joined number 7, Fast and Furious?
Yes. It's not in the news, obviously.
Tom Hanks, right?
No, Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell, yes.
Close.
Who will be? He will be playing what? Snake Plissken. I say, right? Because if they're going to have the, Chris Chelios.
Sure.
You guys watch the post credit scene in 6?
Great story. Good stuff.
Yeah. Chris Chelios, what?
Now people can see you fumble.
Isn't that Jason Statham?
Yeah. That Chris Chelios.
But his character name.
He's
in that movie where his heart stops.
Oh, yeah.
He was a Chicago Blackhawk?
Chuck Chelios. Oh. Sorry.
Crank.
Yeah.
I never saw Crank, too, but Crank
DVD
was
and Blu-ray.
Crazy.
That was a good movie. Crank is excellent. Mm-hmm. September 3rd. Now you
as good
see
as the
me.
OC?
He has sex in the streets to keep his heart rate up.
Yeah.
That
you see his donger?
Like a movie. No.
No, it's a movie.
Unfortunately.
You see any boobage?
I don't remember.
Yes, you do see boobs in that
probably.
Movie.
I would see that. I would definitely see that.
Parks and Rec.
You're on the crank train, huh?
Revolution and Sharknado is already making a DVD. I have a question. Is Revolution season one the entire season, or did they split it in half like they did with the actual televised show?
I think
show?
It's the full thing.
Because they had like a 4 month break or something.
Jared will be
it. Did.
Three months, yeah. That's Jared's week of the year for DVDs. Sharknado,
Parks and Rec season 5, and
he's
going to
wait in line.
No. I'm anti-Sharknado.
We should do that sometime for the scope. We should wait in line for
this was my idea for the PS4.
Elementary season 1. That's what I want to.
You mean like start a line for
it? Start a line for it. That's never been done.
Like they could be part of our Scope vlog series.
Hey, we have video cameras now, guys.
Yeah.
The Best Buy be like, what are you here for?
And elementary season one, guys.
Right.
I love
but
that.
Let's start
Lucy
a line.
Lou, man. I'm a big Lou fan.
If we could get like 100 people in line to buy that, like they're like, we only got 2 copies. What?
But like start the line, but don't actually go in and be like, hey, guys, yeah, back of the line.
Back of the line. It's we know what you're here for.
Okay, video games. We've got Rain Man Legends. That can't be right.
Did I type in Rain Man?
Yes.
Rain Man. Is it Rain?
Come on,
it's supposed to be Rayman.
Come on, Jared, focus.
What?
It's not going to, is it?
Sorry, I don't have. I turned the autofocus off because I didn't want it zooming in and out all the time.
Rain Man.
I know you're kind of herky jerky over there.
Or you just count toothpicks.
Dead or Alive
and 3D.
5 Ultimate. That's the fighting game with the jiggly boobs. And Disney's Castle of Illusion. That's a remake of the Nintendo Castle of Illusion game.
I believe it's the Sega Genesis.
Yeah, Genesis. And Diablo 3 for the 360 and PS3.
You know how much interest I have in that? Zero interest.
Yeah, zero interest. All right.
You're a big Diablo guy, aren't you?
I played 3 when it came out.
You like her
PC.
Writing or what? Diablo Cody.
Cody.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, did you know that she was a stripper? I don't know.
And she's from here, Jared.
Yeah. Well, she's not from here. She's stripped here.
Yeah, but she's one of us.
Oh. Everyone
just like Andrew Zimmern.
That's it. Nothing else is coming out.
I feel like we need to have 2 ferns on each so to get those pauses.
Right.
We're going to edit those. Oh, you can't edit. Like, I know you didn't anyway, but you can't edit them now because it would be too hard to edit the video also.
Right. I'll do what I want.
Have you been mugging this whole time? Should we be mugging?
I've made a few things here and there, but
okay.
Mostly when you talk about video games that I'm not interested in.
I'm going to start mugging.
Why is my head... I mean, I really do have a fish lens type face.
What?
I know.
I look like some sort of like perfect oval.
Ooh, look at that.
What? Jared's such a...
What do you want? I'm looking because I don't have it live on my
Jared, do you know how when you do a Google Hangout, you can do like hats and stuff?
Sure.
Can you do that?
Can you put a hat on me?
Not in this software. Sorry.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Have you ever done that?
No.
You can put on like hats and sunglasses.
Mittens?
And props.
Some mittens.
They're mostly head-based.
Head-based options.
Anything
Jared.
Else we need to cover in coming soon, Shane?
No, I think we need this to be a regular show. Regular old show, 68 minutes.
You guys just want to go on to what we're doing next week? Next week. Summer.
I think we have
nothing else. We got
to
cover.
We have to do. Yeah. I think we got to do. Hit it or miss it. Hit it or miss
this
it.
This is the segment where we pick one item from this week's coming soon that you can either hit or miss.
Jared, when are we going to have some bumper music for that?
As soon as I get to it.
Go ahead,
we also got to get Tony Partington in to do an announce for it.
We say that,
right?
But do we really mean it?
Anyway, I'm going to pick a hit this week, and my pick is going to be the new Nine Inch Nails album, Hesitation Marks. They haven't had an album since like 1972, so it's very exciting that they're releasing a new album. And an interesting fact, they're actually doing 2 separate masters on it. Did you know this? Have you heard this?
Did you know? Hey, yeah. Did you know 2 masters?
They're doing one standard master. You know, loud as can possibly be for the mass market channels. And then if you're more of an audiophile type, you can head over to the actual website and you can get the audiophile master, which will be lower volume, more dynamic range. Who knows?
Which one are you going to get?
I will probably listen to it on Spotify if they're on there. I don't know.
Is this a retail release or is it still pay what you want, download?
Like? I think it's a regular official album.
Okay.
I was not asked to do research ahead of time, though.
Wow. We really got this guy under the gun, don't we?
So anyway, that's my hit of the week, Nine Inch Nails, Hesitation Marks. Check it out.
Fronted by what band member? What famous person fronts Nine Inch Nails?
I believe it's Paul McCartney.
And he won an Oscar for what movie?
That would be Annie Hall.
Correct.
Checks out.
It does check out. Let's go back to the
Trent Reznor and The Social Network. Those are your 2 correct answers.
Correct. Correct. And no miss it today, Jared?
Just to hit it.
Just this show.
Wow, this is...
Just miss episode really, 149 of the scope.
We really need to do some reps on this segment so we can get it down, because it's really cumbersome.
When we get to the third show we record today, we're going to hit it perfectly.
We'll
Jared.
See. You always seem to forget that it's coming up, and you're driving this train.
Ugh, man, I'm driving it right off the rails, baby. Push some music buttons and let's move on.
Under the scope.
You know, in my head, when that plays...
What plays?
Like, in my mind, whenever that bumper played, there was, like, a graphic in my head. Not even, like, before the TV.
Yeah.
So now I'm like,
well, not okay.
Where's the graphic?
Jared would encourage you to do some sketches, and then he'll whip something up.
Hey, if you know anyone who can do motion graphics, hook me up. Do you know anyone?
Like
what are you doing?
He's
doing
drawing a graphic. It looks like a fish.
That's great.
You're not going to be able to see it anyway.
Look, Adam is taking you to task, Jared.
It's the final segment of the show where we read your comments.
Yes.
Or answer your questions.
It is. Thank you for
taking
listen
to your voicemails if they're available.
Now, we got a lot of them this time.
Sure. We got one comment on episode 146.
Okay.
Keith writes on posted on Facebook, like stated near the end, you get an A for effort. And the A was for Adam because it was a very Adam-heavy show, just like this one. Thanks for the tease of Adam's upcoming softball story. Just like when Shane once talked about his class reunion and teased he would detail some juicy gossip.
And did I?
I think so. Okay. You did. Keep up the great work, guys. Thanks, Keith.
I think we're going to crush Keith's spirit on this episode.
Yeah, we're a little ramshackle today. That's all right, though.
I think you guys are wrong.
We'll get there.
You think this is a solid show?
Yeah. I think you guys can't see the forest from the trees.
We never can.
Mm.
Are you talking about pubes?
We can actually see the trees now.
You can't. There's so much hair. You can't see the penis from the pubes.
Gotcha.
If you have a pube problem, you can write in at comments at thescopeshow.com. You can call the voicemail line 612-21-SCOPE. That's 612-217-2673. You can also like our Facebook fan page. You can join our Facebook group. You can follow us on Twitter, or you can follow us on Tumblr. All those links are now on the website proper at thescopeshow.com. Click on the badges there on the left, and you might notice a shiny new one.
Yes.
It's for the YouTube channel. Yes. As we mentioned earlier in the show,
this is the first time we've mentioned it. This is the first time we've mentioned it.
We are now recording video during the show. If you'd like to watch us, you can go to the YouTube channel at youtube.com/thescopeshow. Please do subscribe. I'm setting a goal. We'd like to get 100 subscribers. And if we get 100 subscribers, that opens up a brand new feature on YouTube where we can stream live directly to YouTube.
Only 100?
Adam just looks
at that is the threshold.
Adam looks at his picture the whole time, by the way, Jared. All he's doing is looking off to the side.
It used to be 1,000, now it's 100 subscribers. So if we can hit that 100 subscriber mark, that'd be great. Even if you don't care to watch us there and you have a YouTube account, just go subscribe. Go to youtube.com/thescopeshow, hit that subscribe button.
That's 75 more than I think.
I'm demonstrating. Hit
push the button. The Scope Show, right, Jared?
Yes. And that is because we're trying to get our revenues.
Yeah. This 52 cents business is not working out for me.
If you want to help the show, you can go into iTunes. You can review and rate the show. That always helps. Otherwise, we do have donation links on the website at thescopeshow.com. You can donate just a flat rate, whatever you want. You can also subscribe for $2 a month. Goes directly in our pockets.
We can't keep people from subscribing fast enough.
No,
that's the problem. So
we've had to
pace yourself.
We've had to online extra servers to handle the load. I don't know. Help pay for our load balancers.
I think that server was like a Texas Instruments computer from 1981.
That's all I have.
Runs on cassette tapes. Adam, you have any plugs?
Nope.
Jared,
The Scope Show on YouTube.
Just checking your voicemail.
I am subscribing to.
Are you?
This right now.
Wow.
I did it right away. You can do it
right on your phone.
Yes, you certainly can.
Why would you want an old iPhone? Are you getting a new iPhone in a few weeks, Adam?
Yeah, a gold one.
A gold one. Ooh, maybe we can preview that.
Sexy.
This is not... here, we'll preview it. This is what a black one looks like.
Nice.
58 minutes, by the way.
58 minutes. Guys, we're going to be out of here on Labor Day.
See, I've got Scope mouthwash. I've got...
Yep. Good stuff.
All right, guys. Adam, Jared.
Yes.
Let's wrap this puppy up.
All right.
Want to thank you two for a great show. We'll be back in just one short week with more Scope on video, too. See you later.
Ladies and gentlemen, we find ourselves once again at the end. I hope you've enjoyed our time together. I know I have. Fear not, Scope faithful. Days shall pass as if they were but a moment. And Jared, Adam, and Shane will return with another thrilling episode. Until then, send your comments to comments@thescopeshow.com or leave a voicemail message by dialing
612-21-SCOPE. That's 612-217-2673.
Thanks for listening, faithful fans. This is Tony Partington saying, hey, though. Tune in next time to another terrific edition of The Scope.